This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Yo, Mark, it's Ed, your favorite buyer. That dadgum seller's got to be kidding me. He takes 20,000 off $1 million price when he's at least $250,000 over what sold lately. What in the heck is he thinking? Let's lower my offer by the same and see how that grabs his goober. He must have thought I was green behind the ears, or maybe he just believes in fairy tales.
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Interesting program today. We have in the next segment Ron Wolf coming up. He was just on, talked about rental laws 2024, but we have additional information and we've got some things to discuss with him. And then after him is a self-proclaimed mom and pop landlord out of Los Angeles. I read an LA Times op-ed on January 16th, 2024, and I tracked the guy down, got his phone number, left him a voicemail, and he called me back. He hadn't even listened to the voicemail. And I said, I'm this guy up in Santa Barbara, yada, yada, yada. You want to do an interview? He goes, yeah, sure. And he didn't want to check out who I was, where I was going. It was like, he's fearless. So I did a good interview with him. And so let's take a look at some year-over-year stats. Hopefully 2023 won't change. 688 sales. And amazingly, as I mentioned last week, 344 sales in the first 6 months and 344 sales in the second 6 months. That just can never have happened in the past. That is just silly, stupid. $2,212,000 was the median price for 2023 single family sales. Last year, 903 sales versus 688. So that's about a 24% decrease in the number of sales. Now, the median price last year, I was saying all year, was $2,214,000, but at least February or March, someone threw in a sale and it dropped it to $2,212,000. And then the median price 2023, $2,212,000. Actually, 75,000 shy of that, but we'll round it up. 2021, it was $1,962,000. 2020, it was just under $1,006,000. 2019, just over $1,003,000. 2018, just over $1,250,000. Going back, $1,285,000. Then below $2 million. For years 2016, 2015, 2014, and then below $1 million. In 2013, $946,500 was the median price. 2013, and then $800,000 in 2012, just under $800,000 in 2011, and $855,000 in 2010. So quite a progression. 2010, only 874 sales, which was the lowest. As I'm looking from 2010 up to 2022, we had sales, of course, in 2012 and 2013, it was 1,200 sales for the year. 1,239 sales in 2012 and 2023, 688. That's just unheard of. Just no one predicted that, I don't think. So that's the overall median price. And I took a look at condos as well. 2023, 276 condo sales, which is 5.31 sales per week. And last year, 355 sales was 6.83 sales per week. Now, I could find under six sales per week in condos, but I got to go back to 2010 and 2011 when we averaged 5.9 condo sales per week. And now 2023, 5.31. And as you go forward in the years, we hit almost 10 condos per week in 2012. We hit 10.65 condos per week in 2015. But what was the median price, you ask, back in 2010 when we had 5.9 condo sales per week? It was $434,000. And in 2011, it was $418,000. And then the low, 2012, the median price for a condo, $400,000. And the condo numbers jumped up to almost 10. from, call it, 6 to 10. So that was a big increase. And prices stayed low. But the next year, median price condo was over $500,000. And then $560,000. And then 2015, call it $600,000. 2,000 shy of that. And then 603, 631, 650, 669,000 was the median price in 2019. And in 2020, it was 737,000. In 2021, it was 828,000. In 2022, 965,000. And then bringing us back to 2023, 921,000. So that's the condos sales going back to 2010 and single family sales going back to 2010. It's been quite a ride. Now, I have other information I'll do another time, going back to 2014, with and without Hope Ranch and only Hope Ranch in Montecito. Okay, stay tuned. You'll be right back.